Thank you for calling Duncan's Diamonds. This is Beth.
Hey, Beth, it's Mick.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing, really. Just kind of calling all my people to remind them that I'm shipping up till 5 o'clock today in case there's something needed.
All right. Well, you know, we opened at 10 and had a few little customers, but I don't know of anything going on yet, but we'll let you know.
It's nice that it's going to be a long day, so.
Cool. It's going to be a long day. We're getting hit with snow this afternoon. I don't know what's going on up there, but you guys always get snow.
Yeah, we do, but right now, honestly, it's the nice little, there's just enough snow in the air to make you feel holiday-ish.
Yeah.
Not where you go, oh, snow, but like, it's like, oh, that's nice.
I haven't talked to my mom to see what's going on in Buffalo. I don't know what kind of snow they got in Buffalo yet.
I know I went up for Thanksgiving and they had maybe 6 inches somewhere.
Okay. All right.
So my brother lives out in Angola and he hasn't bitched about it. So
that's good. I'm heading up there New Year's Day. I'm driving up New Year's Day to hang out with my mom and my kids. So
now, if I'm not mistaken, your mom lives in Williamsville?
Nope, she's right in Buffalo, right off of exit 1. When you're heading down the highway, there used to be a toll booth there. They took it out.
Yeah.
So she's right there, right off that first exit. And then my brother is in Cheektowaga, so he'd be the
my mom was
almost the Galleria Mall. Yeah, almost the Galleria exit before that. I don't remember which one it is, but yeah,
she's right there. Many a nights eating at Elton's coming home from the
bar. Oh my God, Elton's. when my dad was sick, that's where we would go when he was in the nursing home right there. Elton's was diagonally across from it. We spent a lot of time at Elton's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love Alton.
Yep, they've got the best fries and gravy.
Yep, that would be, when I was, in high school, prom and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
We would get, it's been around that long. Then at 1 o'clock in the morning, you hit Mighty Taco.
Yes, 100%.
Love it.
Someday you can ask me about my Mighty Taco story. It got me into one of the highest-end nightclubs down in Florida. But it's kind of a longer story because it was at a very eventful night. But
you'll have to let me know.
Now, Beth, and I'm not going to ask your age, but give me a box. Like, where are you? Like, I'm 56.
I'm 54.
Okay, so perfect.
We're right there.
So back when we were in our teens, my stepfather played in a band called Big Wheelie and the Hubcats.
Okay.
And on Genesee Road, there used to be the Playboy Club.
Yeah.
Okay, so he used to, all it was a cool nightclub,
Right.
With girls in, bunny outfits. Anyway, point being was I would go out with the band, and we wouldn't get done till, 4 o'clock in the morning, and Elton's was the place that we would go. That's, other than regular family stuff, my favorite times were like 2 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the morning hitting Elton's, so.
Yeah. So you didn't grow up in Buffalo, did you?
No, my mom and dad did, and then they moved down towards the Binghamton area, had me.
Yeah.
I grew up in the Binghamton area, but obviously, 98% of my family lives in Buffalo. So.
Yeah. It's good times. And I'm excited to go. And, downtown is so revitalized, and it's so cool there.
It's gorgeous.
Cool there.
Yep.
I used to love Allentown Art Festival and all that stuff. So cool. Love that area. Yeah. All right, I should wait on some customers.
You got it. Go have a good afternoon.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.